Welcome to CRA Tips, a series created for CRA practitioners. We know that managing the Community Reinvestment Act program for your financial institution can be challenging, given the plethora of competing priorities. We know you're busy, so we will keep it tight and to the point. The weekly CRA tips are designed to give you something quick to digest in between our CRA webinars, our newsletters, and blog posts. And for those of you who are new to me, I'm Linda Izuka, your host and founder of CRA Today and the CRA Hub. The CRA Hub is an exclusive membership for bankers to master the Community Reinvestment Act and transform disadvantaged communities through the power of economic development. And if you are joining the podcast for the first time or are new to CRA Today, you will find that I'm very passionate about this community development work. So now let's get right to it. Enjoy the tip. Well, it's time for another CRA tip. I recently had a CRA Hub member reach out to me for some guidance. This CRA officer was approached by a commercial lender, and the commercial lender recently was trained on community development loans. So he reached out to the CRA officer and asked if a certain project might count under the CRA program. This is exactly what we want our commercial lenders to do, is to reach out to our CRA teams when they might have an opportunity. So there was an email that was sent and said, we were approached by this local housing development corporation asking the bank to originate construction loans at a below market interest rate so that they can build affordable housing. And it was structured more like a participation loan, that the bank would originate the construction loan and then sell 90% of the loan to the CDC as a way to offer low-interest loans for the developers to enable affordable housing. So this CRA officer was newer to her position and was intrigued and asked for a little help. So this is what we do in the CRA Hub. Oftentimes we have a scenario and we're not quite sure how to approach it. So once a month we get together and we vet real case scenarios and situations that you may encounter as a CRA professional within the bank. So we went through the potential transaction and partnership, and then we delineated, well, what is possible for her bank to consider in partnering with the CDC? Now, first of all, for those of you that may not be familiar with the term CDC, this is a community development corporation, and typically they are 501c3 nonprofit organizations whose mission is to support and revitalize communities, and especially for those communities that are distressed and underserved, and oftentimes they're focusing on affordable housing. And they also focus on wraparound services like education and job training and healthcare and commercial development and social service programs. So CDCs often work with representatives from local governments, although they are not typically a governmental entity. So these nonprofits, these CDCs are typically tax exempt and receive funding from private and public sources to support the mission. So sometimes these are very large, well-established corporations, and sometimes they're smaller. Typically, these entities organize themselves in partnership with community grassroots organizations that care deeply about their local communities. Now, there may be, I don't know, at last count, around 4,500 CDCs nationally. Likely, there's one in your state or several. So these CDCs came to be through the Economic Opportunity Act of 1964, where there was some federal funding around community development project in poor urban areas. So Robert F. Kennedy created an action plan for community development. Historically, CDCs grew out of the civil rights movement to address redlining and disinvestment in cities. So many of these organizations had community organizing and activism in terms of their background. So there are often location-based, place-based type of initiatives, and they tend to target certain demographics, low to moderate income people, people in affordable housing. So mostly community-based initiatives, although we have seen CDCs morph over time, and oftentimes they get their funding through grants and private and public sources. Oftentimes the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, like their community development block grants, and other foundations and initiatives. So they also partner through intermediary organizations like CDFIs, like Local Initiative Support Corporation, like LISC, or NeighborWorks America, and the local organizations throughout the nation. So they are steeped in community development initiatives. So going back to my CRA Hub members example, this commercial real estate lender was approached by a local housing development corporation, a CDC, to consider participation. And since the commercial real estate lender recently went through my community development loan training, it piqued his interest and said, this might be a community development loan. So we reviewed the transaction together. And so this was an affordable housing loan participation. And this CDC was interested in doing a participation to drive down the interest rate. And the primary target audience was 80% of the local area median income. So of course, that meant it would count for CRA, right? Equating that to at least moderate income individuals for affordable housing. So the Housing Development Corporation, or CDC, was looking to increase the opportunities for local builders and developers to make the program more attractive, because as most of you know, it takes a village to build affordable housing. So the CDC approached this bank and said, we'd love to see if you're interested. And then I got to thinking about all the different ways that this might then benefit this bank's CRA program. So if you expand out the program beyond lending, there might be investments and there might also be service opportunities depending how all of this is structured. But I'm going to focus just on the lending piece. This particular CDC led with, well, we'd really like to drive down the interest rate. And so we wonder if you might be willing to do a 4% fixed interest rate for this construction loan. And then the community development corporation would then take 90% as a takeout loan. So it's really participation, 100% in the beginning, 90% takeout. And then, of course, there's origination fees and servicing and whatnot. So just a real innovative program that you would typically see in a CDC bank partnership, where they structure it to make it more attractive and the availability of capital for the construction of affordable housing project. And there's also some layered equity and philanthropic sources within this capital stack. So long story short, this hub member really just needed to understand, well, what else is possible? Is this structured as a construction master line of credit, or is it per project? How does it flow to the call report? How might it then be a community development loan? So, of course, we reviewed all of the available options. We looked at the RCC loans and leases and looked at the definition of 1-4 family residential construction loans. And then, of course, we visited my favorite CRA data collection grid under for-profit residential real estate secured transactions. And so depending on what we hear back from the lender, we believe that given the construction nature of this project and temporary financing, and it clearly is targeted for 80% of AMI, which is at least moderate income individuals, and it's an affordable housing project, that it just might be a community development loan. So that's how we approached it. We worked on responding to the lender and asking more targeted questions so that the bank can properly conduct its due diligence on this loan opportunity and to look at what is possible when partnering with the CDC and getting some community development credits and standing up some affordable housing in a community that really needs affordable housing today. So I know we went through a lot of things, but as a CRA professional, you may be approached by the CDCs directly, and then you would bring these partnership opportunities to the lenders, or the lenders may be approached by the CDCs directly, as it was in this case. And you'll want to think about and understand, well, what are CDCs? What was the nature of the financing? What else is possible? CDCs do many things, and there might be service opportunities. There might be investment opportunities, depending on how things are structured and how else you might partner with them. So I just wanted to remind you that sometimes we look at CRA just from a compliance standpoint. Now, partnering with a CDC is really the fun part of community development work, where you're forging impact through innovative strategies in partnership with external stakeholders like a CDC. So I know this is a little bit more advanced, but this is the type of work that we vet through, dissect, and learn more in the CRA Hub so that we can better support our bank through our community development work. So I will highlight some of the references that I mentioned in terms of what are CDCs and that data collection grid, and highlight a couple different aspects that you may want to review to take a deeper dive into this concept with partnering with CDCs. I hope this was helpful and a good quick case study for you to think about, well, what else is possible throughout our CRA programs. Until next time, bye for now.
Well, I hope this week's CRA tip was helpful and adds value to you and your CRA program. If you want to take a deeper dive into core concepts of the Community Reinvestment Act and connect with your CRA colleagues, you may want to consider joining the CRA Hub. We go live weekly with CRA-specific activities like core content training, Q&A sessions, challenges, guest speakers, and more. Check out cratoday.com/hub to learn more. Until the next CRA podcast episode, take care of you. Bye for now.